Okay, so I'm here with Lynn Allbutt in the kitchen, and this is our boo number six. We didn't do a boo yesterday.
Six already? Yeah. My God, where does the time go?
So have we got more piglets?
We haven't. No, they're still in Frances' tummy. I know I asked her to wait for you, but I think she's going to be waiting for Christmas at this stage. It's all very tense.
Have we told her when I'm going back?
Yes, it's got to be today. She's got to be due today.
She's got a full diary though. She's got visits.
I know, lots of people visiting, which is great. Great to see the kids enjoying a piglet. That's adorable. But yeah, I think it's going to be today. She's got a kind of a dip in her back, which I noticed. Dot had something similar sort of a couple of hours before she gave birth. So fingers crossed.
And we've got this theory that she'll do it in daylight, but Ian, your brother, doesn't think that that's got any...
He thinks it won't make any difference at all. But I don't think it's a natural time to give birth for an animal, really. I think they'll be... I think the young would be quite vulnerable at night.
Yeah, from eagles and things like that.
Well, we've got a lot of eagles around here, of course.
I have to say, turning up yesterday and seeing all the eagles... No, seeing the piglets, Dot's piglets... In the photographs, I've got lots of photos of the piglets. I had really not appreciated how tiny and cute they are in real life. They are like guinea pigs.
Oh, don't you just love city folk?
But the photos don't sort of show, even the one of you with them nibbling your fingers, you still don't appreciate how tiny they are.
Well, they're actually bigger. Funny, because they're bigger than I expected them to be. Isn't that strange, really? And they were born with their eyes open. And kind of ready to go, and they're standing up within seconds, and they're taking milk within seconds, and so I guess it's what you're expecting, really. But they are cute, aren't they?
And they've got loads of cuts and scratches. And Chris Evans, because there's one called Chris Evans, he's got a bleeding ear at the moment.
I know, and that's, I'm finding that quite horrific, actually, because when they fight, they've already started to fight amongst themselves, and they've got really sharp teeth. And it's quite distressing.
Can you see all the little cuts on their
and they'll hang off each other's ears, literally. And of course, one of Yogi's favourites is pig's ears as well. So I don't know, there must be something very, very tasty about a pig's ear. I think. Yeah. But I just wish they'd get on a little bit better at the moment. And I don't like to see them fighting.
In one of the last boos, we decided that the little runt, the black one with the white ring around his collar, or her collar, was going to be Father Ted if it was a boy and Geraldine if it was a girl, after the Vicar of Dibley.
And it's Geraldine.
So you've said...
Yeah, she's a female. I think we've got, out of eight piglets, I think we've got three females and five males.
Wow.
They're going to be sold on as pets, so I don't think that's going to make too much difference. Normally you'd want more for the males, but...
Will you keep one boy at all to...
No, I won't. I'll use the boar that we used for these. That's just kind of easier.
That's Katie
really.
Price's old.
Yeah.
You can't remember his name, can you?
Bruno.
Oh, Bruno.
Bruno. Yes, we used Bruno. So,
Busy boy when he was here, wasn't he?
He was far too busy, actually. Yeah, he was far too busy for me to keep up with him. And talking of that, Lily Savage, she's getting bigger and bigger by the day as well. So I must spend this afternoon getting her sty ready, just in case. Because I've got no dates for her whatsoever, so she could have her at any time.
How long was Bruno here for? A week?
No. He was here for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So he got his feet almost under the table.
It's one way of putting it.
He filled his boots. I think that's fair to say. So, but I will be keeping one or two of them. The rest we'll be looking for good homes for.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I will be keeping one or two, and I'm bringing those on more as pets.
Yeah.
Really, training those to harness.
So we're touching the little piglets already.
Yeah, and they're fine, aren't they? They're enjoying
so
it,
gorgeous,
really.
Gorgeous, they are. I can't explain how
it's difficult to keep your hands off them, really, isn't it?
And stopping staring at them, because we're just going out staring and staring. They're just so cute.
I have spent more time sitting in straw this last sort of fortnight than I ever thought possible.
And this from a horse. Woman too. Excellent, brilliant. So no news yet on
Frances. No, watch this space. Okay, you'll probably hear me shake
hopefully within 24 hours.
Yes.
We'll boo again with news of more piglets.
Yes, watch this space.
Bye.